put the ice cream
what?
In the
bowl. You're crazy.
And then you roll it up. You wait a few seconds. I'm so excited to bite into this. Hey, welcome back to whatever the hell this is, Ugly Edition.
Yes.
I'm ugly and I'm proud.
Hey. Speak for yourself.
Well, okay, listen.
What?
Well, I didn't have a theme because I didn't really prepare like a theme for this episode as far as like our clothes go. So I was kind of pulling all the things that we haven't worn yet because I thought they were kind of ugly. And I put them all together, except for yours. Although I would say that color is a little ugly, but you but you make it work.
You know what? I wore this shirt in a video and everyone told me maybe orange is my color.
Oh my God.
Just so you know.
That's so sweet. Delusional, but sweet. I'm kidding. Orange is beautiful on you. And yeah, Jared's wearing this. I have no idea what
it's like. It's like a Michelangelo painting. All over it. This is awesome. So far, I've gotten nothing but compliments from everybody.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
Yeah, and Chris looks like a big gay freak. okay, I'm excited because this is a old school episode today. We have a cheap trick prepared. We have a German fact prepared. Me and Ryland have already had a fight off camera. Like, we're already getting back into it. This is so fun.
That's what's fun for you?
Yes.
Well, listen, I love playing the song, but hopefully we won't have to play it too many times today. But yeah, you know what? I will give you some claps because you are here with a broken back. Carrying this whole show on his back, he broke it.
Look at that.
Yeah, you broke your back, kind of. That's like aggressive to say that.
But. Yeah, I'm so sick of talking about it myself. I just feel like everyone that comes in contact with me, I'm sitting and like bitching about my back, and there's nobody worse than somebody that's like complaining about how they feel. So like, I don't even really want to bring that to all
of
you.
Personal attack?
Is that like a personal attack or something?
No.
My therapist said I'm supposed to say how I feel, and I should always start statements with "I feel this way."
I think that's fine, but there's a difference between saying something versus going on a press tour about it. So I'm trying this new thing where I just shut up about it.
Wait, but
that was a mini press tour. You know, just a little mini one.
Well, was that the
Farewell tour?
It wasn't unprompted.
Farewell tour. That is funny.
He's back again.
No, listen. I never want you to change. We were talking about this the other day because you were like, we were watching one of the episodes and you were just like, God, I'm so annoying. I'm so loud. I don't stop talking. And I was like, that's why I love you. And that's why people like you because, I mean, that sounded bad. That's why I love you. And that's why people like you. No, they love you because you're loud and crazy and gay and annoying.
I know, but there's a fine line. I can be loud and opinionated without like interrupting what people are saying. Like, we were watching and I was just like jumping in every angle. I'm like, just shut the fuck up, Ryland.
Well,
I
want you to be the most annoying you've ever been.
Thank you.
I'm ready for it. Chrissy, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
How is your life?
Oh, in shambles. No, I don't know. Better in some ways. My dad's doing better.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Oh, clap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, I think I told you guys, I don't know if I said on the podcast or off, but he's able to move his left leg, which was completely paralyzed, and we didn't know if he'd ever be able to move it again, and he can, like, fully lift it and, like, kind of walk a little bit now, which is, he might have never been able to do that
more
again,
than I did today. Sorry.
He's killing it.
Sorry.
I'm very
Shout
proud
out Chris's dad.
That is incredible.
It. Active.
Yeah.
So I
Shane.
It's just like, I was thinking about like what I've been doing the last 3 days, and I'm like, wow, I should have somebody lift my leg once in a while.
And that really puts my pain into perspective too. I'm not like trying, but I'm just saying, like, see, another reason I should stop bitching. Like,
I know.
No, but that does suck. I'm sorry.
Oh no,
it does suck. We're sorry. It's not as bad as Chris's, but yeah.
No. He's adding dates to the tour.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Not awkward.
Farewell or so.
No. I'm really excited because that's a huge good, that's like really good sign. Like, we've had people in our family having strokes, and when the doctor thinks that they're not going to regain any feeling in a limb and that actually happens, that's like a big sign that things are going to turn around.
Yeah.
So prayers for Christmas.
Oh my God. But did I tell you that someone gave him boiling hot water in a cup and like wasn't thinking, and this man who's paralyzed poured boiling hot water on his leg and it had like third degree burns.
Okay,
like,
I laughed before you said burns. I laughed before you said burns.
It was,
oh my God. He could sue.
So that happened.
Who did it? McDonald's?
Someone at the place he's at. I don't know.
Is he out of the hospital and now in like a rehab, like a physical rehab?
Yes. Yeah, he's in a place he's doing physical therapy every day, and they're kind of just watching him and stuff. But, but isn't that crazy?
Someone just rolled up on him and dumped boiling hot water on him?
Well, he asked for warm water, but they gave him scalding hot
water.
Okay,
can I just say, side note, not saying we predicted this, but weren't you in, back in my music days, one of my deleted music videos that I hope never gets the light of air again, but weren't you in a wheelchair and I poured burning hot coffee on you?
Whoa. Yes.
Whoa.
Not saying there's a connection. I'm just saying.
Dude, that's like though. Simpsons level shit. That's crazy, dude.
That's right? My dad's life.
Oh, what? My God. Sorry. Chris just airplayed the craziest thing I've ever seen. Wait, where'd it go?
Is that a penis?
No. No, it was not.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh,
wow. That's from the hospital?
Yeah, from how hot the water was that
Listen,
they gave him.
I'm not about causing drama, but he needs to sue for millions.
This is insane.
This motherfucker better own this hospital for the next few weeks, bro.
That better be the fucking Brettinger. How do you say your last name?
Breitinger.
Breitinger. I just call you Chris B. That needs to be the Breitinger. Yeah. I can't say it.
That's crazy.
Whoa. And then when I saw the nurse was like, oh, you know, he's not all there, so he's not thinking. And I'm like, this is not his fault that someone gave him scalding hot water.
Wow. That is horrible.
Crazy, right?
Well, shout out. Let's send some ice. I don't, what do you do with that? You put cream on it?
Yeah, they're putting
good Lord.
Burn cream, I guess.
Wow. God, Jared, got anything traumatic?
I can't beat that. Unfortunately, things are good.
Oh,
wow. Unfortunately, you know?
No, that's good.
Normalize no drama.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Normalize no trauma.
I'm an ally.
What? Are you?
I don't know. Isn't that my thing at one point? It's old school shit. You know, yes. I'm an ally.
Oh my God. Speaking of old school, that actually is the perfect segue. Wow, things are really just flowing. I was going to make a joke about the flowing water on that. Never mind. Sorry. I'm trying to make comedy.
Coming in hot.
Drama.
I'm just kidding. The humor has reached its boiling point, guys. You can't continue.
What can we do for him?
I mean, dude, he don't want to sue the hospital that did it. You know what I'm saying?
What
I mean, he
got to
sue the hospital. Yeah, he's a nice guy. So I think he's going to see the humor in this.
Yeah,
shout out to you, Chris's dad.
Yeah, what can we do for him? Can we send him something?
I really don't know. I don't. I mean, we're doing everything we can.
Is he single?
Yeah.
Maybe some like merch, some like shorts. Oh, pants.
I was thinking a prostitute, but yeah, some merch. Maybe a prostitute wearing our merch.
You know what? It sounds like he needs a better cup.
Sounds like he does with the spill-proof lid.
This is sick. Oh, you're selling your cup.
Wait. Wait, that's a spill-proof top?
It really is.
Try it. Let's see.
Don't make me test it.
Dude, that could save people's legs.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Dude. Okay. No, man. Hey, your dad is a saint.
Yes. Thank
you. He's saving legs, dude.
He really is.
That could have got on his penis. Imagine scalding hot water.
God.
That's all. I thank God it didn't hit his penis, bro.
You're right.
Thank the Lord.
Then you would have sued.
I wrote this down because I was thinking about this earlier. I was talking to Rylan last night about like things that we used to do in our high school that were really cool and everybody was like in on it. And then I brought one up to Rylan. He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So for example, like I have a question. Like what was something in your high school experience that the cool kids did that everybody tried to do, but maybe it was only in your high school? Like for me, the cool kids had a big bottle of water. They put it in the freezer overnight. And then the next morning they put like a really cute sock on it and they would
Seems
bring it to
trashy.
School. Well, we grew up in Long Beach and they and they put the sock on the water and they would let the water bottle melt all day long and they would just have this freezing cold little like little gerbils all day. All the cool kids would have it. And if you had like Dasani, you're trash.
What?
If you had like a no-name brand of water.
Is it Dasani rich?
No.
I thought it was expensive even though it's salty.
Interesting. I don't know. But either way, it was trash. And like, yeah. So Jared, we had that. We were in the same high school.
You know, we didn't go to the same high school actually.
Oh my God, you're right.
I was going to say the cool kids had sex. And like boyfriends and girlfriends, but
different.
But I don't even know what they had, you know? But I do remember what you're talking about. People with the socks.
And the sock on the water bottle.
Yeah.
And it was like, ooh, and then you have it on your desk all day. And like the poor kids, like, you know, would have it without the sock and it would be dripping. And the cool kids would have like a really cute luxury sock.
So it's kind of like in earlier school days, if you were poor, you would use a Kleenex box for your pencil box. And then if you were rich, you'd actually have like a plastic box, you know, with the lock on it.
Chris, did you have anything in your high school that was weird and specific?
My whole high school, I graduated from like a very strange, like seemingly anti-gay Christian school.
Ooh.
So I don't
know. Is there
the whole
like pro-gay Christian schools?
I don't know that they're all quite this anti. I don't know. I would hope not.
So their thing was hate crimes or
maybe. Maybe that's what the cool kid. A cool kid came after me with a shovel.
What? So like Sharkeesha?
What was the angle? Like they were going to bop you on the head or stab you?
Threw it at the head?
I think like they bopped me on the head.
Sorry, no, that was not. Sharkeesha was the girl that hit the girl in the face and then her friend goes, Sharkeesha, no!
What are you guys talking about?
Sorry, side note. Okay, so Chris, sorry. Somebody hit you with a shovel for being gay.
No, cool. cool things? I don't know. Yeah, same thing. You probably get laid and stuff. I don't know. Nothing really that I can
really
think of.
Okay, let me give you another example, because I feel like you guys are not understanding the idea. Instead of egging people's houses, kids at my high school would throw bologna at people's cars because it made the paint strip off. I feel like that's a very specific me thing.
I remember that.
At our school would have like car wars. Like, I would say if your car didn't get vandalized in some way, you weren't cool.
Bologna?
No, we would. They would like fill people's cars with things, or like
that's so Mr. B's.
Yeah, quite honestly.
Wow.
And I would say subwoofers too. Like if you had a sub, like they would have those big like 12. You know.
Okay, I'm getting it now. I'm getting it.
But
now.
Also, like the girls were the basic things that the whole world was, like the UGG boots and the jeans.
Oh yeah, right. UGG boots was a thing also in my school.
So, but nothing specific. Was it just my high school? Is it because we were just so
I also
sad?
Just wasn't cool at all, and I don't know. I don't know what the comments did.
I know what wasn't cool.
What?
Braces.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm.
They didn't feel cool, but. I think at my school, one thing that was like, it was like a kind of pants, like the big pants. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You got to look up JNCO pants. It makes no sense. They cover your whole shoe.
Oh,
but
I know
would
what
actually
you're
wear
about.
Those. Yeah, mm. I couldn't do it.
Okay, let's get into our fun, oh my God, throwbacks. We haven't done these in so long. What do we start with? Cheat trick or German fact? Let's do German fact because we've said some pretty crazy things about Chris's dad's life. So let's make up for it.
Yes.
He's half German. He's so bright. He's a factual delight. Are you ready for some fun German facts with Chris?
Inventor of the first contact lens that could be worn on eyes was German. German ophthalmologist Adolf Gaston Eugene Fick. He constructed a fitter first contact lens in 1887 while working in Zurich. And his design was based on resting contact shell on the less sensitive rim. I lost the accent of tissue around the cornea. So basically the first contact lens ever made was made by a German guy.
Thank God. I would die if contacts didn't exist today.
Isn't that cool? I didn't know that.
Do you remember back in the day, like when I was growing up, my mom had glass contacts.
What?
They were, yes, before...
Oh, new ink unlocked.
Before the plastic became popularized, they were like smaller glass contacts. Like, ooh, made of glass.
That feels rich. Like, crystal fucking lenses?
Am I making this up? Can you Google it, Chris?
Wow. Not to jump in on your fact, but I learned something about Germany the other day that was insane.
What?
So, I got an email from Ashley, and she said that she learned something, trigger warning, that was pretty crazy, and it's called plastination. So, then I Googled it. So, you know those exhibits, like, the bodies exhibit?
Yes.
Where
yes.
They have, like, you know, sculptures of, like, what your body looks like, whatever.
Aren't they, like, real human bodies?
They're fucking real people, and they get them through a process called plastination, where, sorry, if anybody's eating, trigger warning, go to the time code and skip. This part. Okay, so ooh, that is a real person.
Oof.
That's real. And what they do is they go through this process where they, like, it takes, like, months, I think, where they, like, cover...
Dissect?
They cover the body in plastic. They fill the bloodstream with, like, this weird plastic, and it turns it into that, and people donate their bodies to this. So, like, any... Look at this guy. Also, I did realize...
It makes my body hurt when my body hurts.
Also... Okay, that's a fucking hip-hop song.
It makes my body hurt when my body hurts.
Also, one thing I noticed about this was every guy who has donated their body to plastification has, like, a very long penis. And I almost feel like that's why they did it.
Oh, yeah.
Still
holy
off.
Shit.
Isn't that... Which part?
The penis.
Right.
Or the skin? Hey,
also,
what
look
is
at
that?
His hands.
That is a shower for sure.
I know. And then look at, they pose them to, like, fuck.
What isn't the? That... Is there a museum for this?
Yes, it's bodies. Look at her fucking queen shit. Look at her. And also, did not know, and I'll probably have to blur this, but did not know balls were separated like that. Do you know what I mean? I thought balls were in the same sack, and these balls are like 3 inches apart.
These guys' penises are huge.
I know. That's
they really
why they wanted in people to see them.
That's like 7 inches soft.
And look at that. Like, that's all of our blood veins. Like, what the actual fuck?
Ew.
I know. I never...
Ew, that's a horror movie. That scared the shit out of me.
That's a meme, for sure. Like, oh my God.
Whoa. I was not ready for the jump scare.
Wow. So this is the guy that made it. Gunther von Huggins.
Of course.
Higgins. Yes.
I mean, they're probably mostly made for people to study, right? Like, surgeons
it's
and...
It's really interesting, yeah. And it doesn't smell. They, like, turn them into sculptures, basically. I would never. I'd rather fucking... Oh my God. I'd rather one crazy billionaire buy my body and do something horrible with it in his house than donate my body to this Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that many people seeing my naked plastic body.
Yeah,
I don't my know. Shriveled dick. Shriveled plastic.
Well,
dick?
I'm sure when they pump up the plastination, it probably expands as much as it can. You know?
Yeah, I feel like.
But I mean, I just. Do they have pictures of the people pre-plastination? I kind of want to see what they look like.
Pre and post. See if we can get one of the... Well, that's pretty dark.
Well, I feel like they should, right? And well, maybe they don't want... I guess once you take somebody's skin off, you don't know who they are. Wow.
Why was super there, deep.
We're writing a pop song.
Why was there not a single grower, though?
Not a single grower in the plastination process?
Not a single.
Wait, what do you mean?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant you had like a fact on the computer. I looked it up and wow, that is crazy. So yeah, that's plastination. Sorry. I hope that you weren't eating during that. Okay.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh, before we go to break, Jared, Cheap Trick.
Oh. He's got a pocket of change. He makes a lot of sense. When the price goes up, he'll get it from us. It's Cheap Trick. Oh, yeah. With Jared. But yeah, so here's one. Okay. So I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Buc-ee's. By any chance, have you been to a Buc-ee's? They're known for having humongous gas stations. In some parts of the country, they're more prevalent than others. But I've been to one on the way to Vegas, and it has like 70 pumps. There's a dog park at a gas station, which is pretty cool. But they have a policy where you could get a refill for 99 cents. And the refill just has to be into a food safe, like drinkable container. So you could basically refill whatever you want. There's people going in there, you know, like with 5 gallon bottles for a dollar.
Really?
So you can get 5 gallons of Gatorade or something for 99 cents.
Where's a Buc-ee's? Is there a Buc-ee's nearby?
Yeah, I mean, it might be worth just us getting like 25 gallon buckets, you know? But for $20, get like 100 gallons of Gatorade. But
is the mascot a little like gopher?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen it.
So basically anything you can refill, it's only $1. 7-Eleven, obviously, shout out 7-Eleven always, but they also have something similar on July 11th where you can get a Slurpee in anything for like a dollar.
Wow.
Where people bring in buckets and just fill it up with Slurpees.
No way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, good Cheap Trick and good fact, you guys.
Yeah.
We're back, baby. All right, we're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, oh my God, the best voicemails of all time. We'll see you in a second.
Nice.
Don't go anywhere. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I'm very excited because our first sponsor today is near and dear to my heart, and I'm very excited that they're back. It's Displate. So as you guys know, Displate is the one-of-a-kind metal poster that you snap right onto your wall. You can customize, collect, and rearrange. And we have our own Displates. So I'm very excited. First of all, I have ours right here. This is one of our designs. You can see us on the corduroy couch, all of our stupid faces. I don't know if it's in focus, but yeah, this is our display poster. And I think we have 6, we might have more designs. We all have our own little poster. Chris has 2 different versions of his, one for the Germans, one for the Bears. And we started getting people emailing us and showing us pictures of the Displates in their rooms. So this is from Madison. She said, I'm so excited. I got my Displate for the podcast and it's fucking amazing. And it's high resolution and high quality. I did not pay her to say that. And then she sent us a couple pictures of the Displates in her room, which I just think is so cute. Look how happy she is. Oh my God, I love her hair. Okay, I'm getting off topic. So thank you, Madison, for getting the Displate and for sending me pictures. Keep sending me these. I love these so much. And I'm just curious if any of you have more than one, like how you do it. Like, who's on top of each other? Do you know what I mean? Am I on the top of anybody or am I always on the bottom? I have questions. Anyways, back to Displate. So Displate has over 1 million different designs for so many different things. Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Game of Thrones, our podcast. Like, they have a bunch of different designs. And the reason I love them the most, I've talked about this before, is because of how easy they are to put up. You don't have to put nails in your walls. If you're renting and you don't want to like mess up the walls, it's so easy. You wipe down your wall with this cleaning wipe, and then you stick a protective leaf, and then the magnet, and then snap your Displate right on the wall. It's so easy, and it's so easy to take down and move in another place of your room. I just love it. And they're eco-friendly, and every design that you buy, they plant one tree. So to get your own Displate and to check out our podcast Displates, go to displate.com/Shane Dawson, and they will give you some money off. Let me explain. So if you're buying 1 to 2 designs, they will give you 27% off, and if you're buying 3 or more designs, they will give you 37% off. So it's a great deal, so go check it out, give it a try, use code GROWER at checkout, and please keep sending me pictures of these, like in your room or in your house. I showed the picture that Madison sent of it in her room and her holding it, and Chris literally cried. So thank you, Madison, for making Chris cry. And yeah, wow. Sorry, I'm just looking at like all of our teeth. Like, Like, I'm just like investigating. I'm like, wow. Like, my brother's teeth are so white. Mine are definitely not as white as everybody else's. But you know what? It's real. All right. Thank you, Display, and enjoy the rest of the show. All right. Okay. We have some very fun viewer submissions. We really need a name for this segment.
Maybe the viewer should submit some ideas on what they think it should be. I love this fucking segment. It's possibly my favorite now. I love doing it.
Really? Okay, cool. Yeah, me too. Okay, so before we get into the voicemails, let's start with a couple emails. So if you want to send us an email, ShaneDawsonPodcastStuff@gmail.com. Okay, this is from Ivy. She said that her boyfriend absolutely loves his grower sweatshirt and says it's the best one he's ever worn, and he wears it proudly. And he said, of course, why wouldn't I? I'm not ashamed. And here's a picture of him just, you know, vaping and getting his life.
Oh, nice, dude.
I like it in that color.
It kind of looks like if me and you had a son together.
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
Dude, he's a very handsome man.
Oh, my God. For Chris to say that about somebody who's not fat is a big deal. Okay, and then we also got one from Heather Renee. She said that she was shopping at the store and she saw something that made her giggle. It was a poster that said, "Meet your grower."
Dude, Jeff Watt's a fucking goat of growers. Hello.
Shout out Jeff Watt.
He wears it proudly.
The goat.
He really does. This is actually bad for Chris, actually.
Why?
But I got this email from Billy, and she said she was watching this new documentary on Netflix, and it was about a murderer named Alex Murdo.
Oh, yeah, that's really popular right now.
Okay, well, yeah, a murderer. And I guess he says a lot, "Hey, bud." And she sent me a picture of...
That, I mean... It's a life hack, guys. I'm telling you. Hey, bud, get the fuck away.
I used to say it all the time. I literally thought it was a sweet like thing to say.
Now, you could be an isolated incident where it's okay.
Yeah, I feel like if it came from Chris, I wouldn't feel as demoralized as if it's like somebody who's just trying, you know.
I texted my friend who I was talking about briefly on that episode of the podcast, and I guess he watched it, and he was like, "Wait, did we ever say that?" And he's like, "I went through our chat history and we say bud to each other all the
time."
Have
you guys fucked?
No.
Or you secretly hate each other.
No, I love him. No. He's one of my best friends.
Mama.
But he was like, "We were watching your pod last night and cracking up." And then his girlfriend, Michelle, was like, "Do you call Chris bud?" And I'm like, "I don't think so." And then I typed bud in like under the search and the messages and saw that I sent you multiple texts saying bud, and so did you. And I'm like, "We've both called each other bud."
Wow. Like, we were
both trying to assert your dominance.
No.
Insert.
Speaking of asserting dominance in a text message, I saw an emoji. This is very stupid, but somebody posted this on Instagram, and then I saw this emoji, and I don't know what this has to do with anything. Really nothing. I guess just because we're talking about texting. But look at this and tell me this doesn't change everything.
Is that how it's supposed to be seen?
I don't think so. This makes me laugh so much.
I'm having a hard time capturing it for more than like 2 seconds.
I know, it's really like...
But I'm enjoying it when I'm seeing it.
Me too.
This is a mindfuck. No wonder it got 68,000 likes.
It kind of looked like boobs to me, if I'm being honest.
Boobs?
A little bit.
Now I'm going to have to re-look at it.
I forgot you're a boob guy too.
Boy, do I love them.
Okay, and you don't think women boobs are better?
Oh, I was talking about women boobs. I thought we were making a joke. We were not on the same page.
But you do love boobs.
I love boobs. I love women.
Men boobs? I don't know that I love.
But no, I'm gay and boobs. I love women
boobs.
Hold on.
What?
So you like big guys, but you don't like big titties.
No, I mean, I love the whole body, but I've never like specifically focused on the...
Really?
Wait, you've
handlebars?
Never...
You don't treat his breasticles like...
Do straight guys, like, is titty fucking really a thing, or is that just like fantasized about?
I mean, it's...
Hey, it's not just for straight guys.
Well, I've never.
I didn't want to blatantly.
I was thinking it kind of, you know, I'm glad you asked.
The logistics of that, though, like, are you lubing up the titties and then, like,
can I explain it?
Yeah.
So, okay, you know how, like, when you're on your knees and you're, you know, doing something? Imagine if you had boobs and then you just did that.
On your knees and you're doing something.
That's, like, the lazier way.
I think I get it.
Okay.
Okay, let's get into some of these voicemails.
I'm going to have to watch some porn after this.
I just want to say that every time I'm watching the podcast, I'm eating because it's YouTube and y'all are always talking about cocks. It's always dicks and pussies. Can we change that?
Man.
You go into every episode eating. knowing damn well something's gonna come up.
We're not the show to eat.
Maybe change your eating schedule.
Well, also side note, yeah. Side note, cock makes you not hungry.
Like, yeah, if you're saying yes, I can see how that would happen.
Well, yes, we'll try to stop. We'll give you trigger warnings while you're eating, which we did today for the bodies thing. So I'm listening.
We did.
I'm listening.
I think every episode should just be that, though. Like, just it's all gross.
Start with a trigger warning.
He's
right
better than us. All of a sudden, are we gonna have a fight?
I'm included in it.
Very contrary.
I'm pushing the narrative forward.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Hey, whatever the hell this is, podcast. I'm gonna try to keep it short. Okay, on the topic of cuck, I've recently been into some weird shit. I don't know how to explain it, but it's been turning me on, like just thinking that my man can fuck someone, another girl, and like we have sex, and I bring it up while we're having sex, like, yeah, you're gonna be fucking some other girl on the side, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna finger her like this. It's just some weird shit, but it turns me on. But I'm really jealous, like actually jealous in real life. Oh my god, it is so fucking embarrassing. Bye, love you guys.
Yeah, she, yeah, seems totally normal.
I love her honesty. Can I just say,
I'm so glad that, like, the cuck community has embraced us, because I didn't count them, but I'm going to say 300 voicemails all about cucks from cucks.
Well, so this woman, though, seems like they haven't explored it just yet. That's their fantasy. That's like...
They're on the cusp of cuckery.
Yes.
I see, and my mind can... except that, like, we could be having but like she said she's jealous. No, I could see, like, you know, people say things when they're having sex. Saying something is one thing, doing it is another, like,
that's
especially
like super
with jealousy.
Specific. If I was having sex and was like, yeah, I'm gonna be fucking another chick and doing this,
oh,
so it would be a wrap.
Yeah,
it would be done, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be very sexy. So I think people are just into it, you know. I can't understand it myself. I can't relate, but I get it that they're into it, I guess.
Yeah, listen, we're not cuck shaming here. We love our cucks, we hope that the cucks keep coming.
Definitely not.
I hope with other people.
I'd almost like to talk to one on the, like a other seasoned cuck on the show. Like, we should call a seasoned cuck.
We should. Well, we have a lot of options. Okay, next one.
So in regards to your episode about cuck, that makes me second guess everything, because my name is Jessica and my young nephews, who cannot pronounce my name, call me Cuck. So, hey, there you go.
How do they go from Jessica to Cuck?
Bye.
Jessica Cuck.
Jessica.
Oh, no. Did I just give her a new nickname?
Jessica.
Jessica Cuck?
That's my favorite voicemail I've ever gotten. I've listened to it 75 times. Cuck. Like, it was so loud for no reason. Like,
it's abrasive. It was so intense.
I need it again, hold on.
And my young nephews, who cannot pronounce my name, call me Cuck. Okay. There you go.
We love you, Jessica. Shout out.
We love you.
Well, let's see. Okay, let's get some advice from something not cuck related.
All right, my name is Daniel. Quick one. My girlfriend cheated on me with a man, and it kind of turned me on. Does that make me a cuck?
He wasn't jealous. He was turned on.
You're more of a cuck than me. I don't know if you're like King Cuck or if you're a seasoned cuck.
Here's what I would say.
But you're more of a cuck than me.
I was,
you know,
trying to find a voicemail that was not cuck related, and that one started, and I was just like, oh, okay, cheating, okay. And then it just went to cuck. Every fucking voicemail, every fucking one was about cuck.
Well, I hope he's like, if you're going to break up with me for this other guy, at least let me watch him fuck you before I leave.
I zoned out. What?
He's trying to get the dude in on a cuckold situation before the bailout.
I want to know if he told her that he's into it, or are they just done, or what happened? Like, I'm curious.
I didn't hear the ending. Hold on.
Oh, maybe I missed the very end.
Yeah, let me scroll. Listen to the ending.
I started laughing. You know, I'm sorry.
Does that make me a cuck? Because sometimes I jerk off to it. All right, bye.
Oh, you didn't play that part before. So he jerks off to it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, dude, that's cuckish for sure.
Okay.
You know?
Shut up. Okay, so this is actually not cuck related, I swear.
Hey all, my name is Aaliyah and I'm from Montana, and I am freshly 21. I just had my bar experience, my first bar experience, and it was a little wild. I had some gal grab my tits, kind of shake them around. I was shocked, to say the least. But my question is, what do I do in that situation? How do I handle myself? Bye.
Well, if you're uncomfortable, she's assaulting you. So
that's literally
scream.
Literally illegal.
Yeah, so, I mean,
if she didn't like it,
if you didn't enjoy it, it's a problem,
right?
Not like it's all. It's
Wait,
a,
is
it's
it not
problem.
Illegal? If you
no, I'm saying well. Maybe some people are into it in Mardi Gras. That's kind of the whole thing, right? People walk around, jiggle their boobs, jiggle.
Grab them.
Okay, yes. If it was like a malicious grab and jiggle,
right. When I would go to gay clubs in my early 20s, people were jacking each other off inside of the gay clubs.
What the
for
fuck
sure.
Are you talking about?
Yes,
oh
they
my
were.
God.
If it's
going
consensual,
to?
I mean, West
what
Hollywood.
The fuck
we could go there.
About?
It's Friday night. We could go there tonight, and
Stop.
I'm sure like people are fucking. That's what happens. People
jack
get drunk.
Each other
go
off?
To the fucking Abbey for 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
I'm
1 a.m. on
I
a Saturday.
Seen two strangers just walk up and start like immediately blowing each other, but they clearly didn't know each other. In, like, the corner of a bar.
Man, y'all are wild, dude.
Keep going.
Y'all are wild. Dude. So, wait, at the club?
At the club.
You just walk in at the club and you're
the
just jerking each other? I mean, you're just...
Oh I don't think God. It's...
Yeah. On the dance floor. Covers? On the dance floor, people are getting jacked off?
I don't think they're going to completion, but they're, like, definitely touching each other's dicks on those dance floors. It's not pants down. It's like hands are in the pants while you're like dancing
That's
and making
even
out.
That's funnier to me than what just people
like you're dancing sexy and you slide a hand down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
okay,
you're like
sorry.
Gently.
Back to
it's
Aaliyah.
Not like a full blown.
Okay. Back to Aaliyah. Back to Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah.
Love your name. Aaliyah. Yes. That's bad. If you didn't like it, you should report them.
Yeah, for sure. And just to throw out there, if this was your first time at a bar, this isn't something you should expect to happen all the time.
No.
You know,
no.
Like don't let this taint what you feel. You should be able to go have fun at bars. Maybe this is just a sign to be a little bit more aware of your environments. I don't know if this lady snuck up on you, but you are going to a place where people are congregating to drink.
Right.
Some people can't handle drinks as good as others. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that, you know, you're responsible at bars and you're aware of your environment. Never let someone put something in your drink, you know, mm-hmm. But this is just, maybe don't go back to that bar. Find another bar that you feel safer at.
Good call.
You know?
Good call. Chris, you ever had somebody grab your boobs?
No. I had a wild bar experience last night, though, kind
what?
Of.
What?
Yeah, because every gay bar like I've been to has been really chill. Like, there's one in the Valley that's just like...
They're not just vigorously jacking each other off?
No. The ones I've got... But there's also clubs and bars are different. Like, I feel like bars are chill. And it's just like people just chilling and having beers and stuff. And
right.
I went, the gay bars I've been to has just been that. It's been very, very chill, relaxed experiences. But I went to a gay bar in L.A. called Eagle... Eagle LA, we like Googled it. I'm like, I've never been to a bear bar as someone that loves bears, so let's find something. And that came up, and it was like there's a wet shorts contest, bears, otters, something, whatever. Yeah, so you could see.
I feel like most bears have wet shorts because they're sweat.
Oh,
I have wet shorts
shame.
Right now.
Is that the contest who has the sweatiest butt?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
I don't think so.
That's great. I like that.
Why would they want wet shorts? That's chafing.
You wear white. And then they pour it like with the girl's boobs, but with the white. I went there and like, again, I expected a chill experience maybe with some bear guys there. And I was like, oh, this will be fun. Me and my boyfriend went and we walked around and it was not that. First off, there weren't bears and like everyone, like a lot of guys had a really strong odor. And I learned that night that that's like a thing that some guys are attracted to is like strong odor. So the bartenders would reach over and smelled.
Oof.
And like it was a lot for me to handle and I was like, whoa, he must have forgotten to shower or something.
Did he go to the gym on purpose before?
Purposeful. I don't know. And they like smell really bad. And there was also like hardcore porn on like monitors everywhere around and I was like, where are we? What is happening? Like it was so
wow. I still can't get over like can you imagine somebody blasting a cold hose at your fucking
So I don't.
I went to a big girls club one time.
There's big girl clubs?
Oh, yeah.
Like strip club?
It was called Bounce.
Okay. Keep going. I'm intrigued.
Inside of Club Bounce.
Okay.
This is true. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. They literally had a picnic table with Little Caesar's pizzas on it.
No
That's
way.
They
That's
did.
Iconic.
They did.
That's
they
everything.
Did.
I want to go.
I ate a lot of pizza.
Where was it? Is it in the LA area?
It was at the bottom of a hotel off of PCH.
That sounded like a not real place.
It's real.
So there's like
must be in Venice, right?
No, it's in Long Beach.
Can you look up what a big girl is called? Like, is there a bear equivalent? Is she a
the only thing I can find is BBW. Big Beautiful Woman.
Oh, BBW.
But I haven't found like a bear equivalent.
Weird. We need to make that a thing. Let us know in the comments below. If you're a big girl, what do you want to be called?
Yeah, actually.
What kind of animal do you want us to equate you to?
That's fun.
Women love that.
Yeah, I don't even know if the gay community likes identifying inside of their category.
I would like to be called a bear. I feel like that's fun.
Would you?
I'm at a point now in my life, I think because we're having a kid and because I'm getting older, and I just feel like, you know, I'm ready to embrace the fact that I'm just a big, big daddy.
Papa bear.
How come like everyone else gets the animal and then it's just chaser?
Well, that's what I'm... Oh, you?
Yeah.
I'll give you an animal.
Well, what are you chasing?
Chubby, the bears.
Chubby chasers.
There's something kind of slothy about you.
Feels like an insult.
I'm slow.
But if sloths were like fit.
Oh. I was going to say, I'd love to see where that goes where it's not kind of an insult. Sloth.
That's what I mean. I feel like
the facial hair.
Every animal you give anyone, no matter their size, just feels offensive.
Maybe you're a cheetah or something.
Oh.
That's a compliment.
Panther. And then
you should roll up on them with salmon. When you're in the bear bars?
In your mouth. Salmon. It's like...
Or maybe that's what chasers are salmon? Because the bears go after salmon?
You want to be salmon out of everything?
I don't
salmon?
Know.
Sure
I
like cheetah.
A dumb fish? Well, women out there, let us know what animal that you identify with, because I feel like you need a category. Because we all have one, and you should too. We're going to take a break. And I can't wait to see what makes the edit of this episode. We'll see you in a minute. Okay, I'm very excited about this next sponsor because obviously we love them, Ridge Wallet. They've sponsored the show many times before. But I'm excited because I'm about to unbox a brand new Ridge Wallet that I bought with my own money. I just went to their website and I was like, okay, I've been using the Burn Titanium every single day since I got it. I love it so much. And I was like, well, let me switch it up. Let me see what else they have. And I saw this one. So we're going to unbox this together. And yeah, you're going to see my new wallet, my new Ridge Wallet. Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Okay, I got, look at this. Wow. Yeah, no, I love this one. This one is called Basecamp Orange. And yeah, I love it. I genuinely use this. Like, I'm not just saying this. Like, I was at Taco Bell the other day and I whipped this thing out, my burnt titanium one. And the girl was like, oh my God, is that a Ridge Wallet? And I was like, yes. Oh my God. She's like, oh, watch the podcast. And I was like, yeah. She's like, you actually use it. And I was like, yes. I do, I promise. Okay, so Ridge Wallet, as you guys know, I've talked about it a million times. Best wallets in the whole entire world. RFID blocking technology. Nobody can steal your identity by walking past you with a scanner thing. Like, this has the technology to block that. It's tight. You can fit so many cards in here. I think up to 12 cards, plus room for cash. No, I can fit all my cards, my fucking COVID card thing that you need randomly sometimes. Like, you can fit a lot. And of course, they have a ton of other designs. They have the burnt titanium, which was my favorite wallet for a long time. They have a lot of really, like, cute designs. They have really designs too. Like, well, you know what I mean. They have designs for everybody. It's what I'm trying to say. So this is the 10th anniversary of Ridge Wallet, which is crazy because right now is the 15th anniversary of my YouTube channel. Those two things do not, you know, connect at all. So I don't know why I just said that, but happy 10 year anniversary, Ridge. And to celebrate their 10th year anniversary, they are giving you guys some money off. So if you go to ridge.com/grower, you can save up to 40% off through March 24th. So that's ridge.com/grower to get up to 40% off. I promise you won't regret it. You'll love it. And if you do regret it and you don't like your wallet for some crazy reason, they have a 99-day return policy and they'll give you a full refund if you don't love it. But you will, trust me. I'm like excited about like putting my cards in my wallet. Dark. This is what 35 feels like. Thank you, Ridge. Enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. Okay, I'm very excited. We have now this is a TikTok thing. I saw it on Instagram Reels because I'm old, but this is a thing that's happening and I can't believe this is real. So I'm not going to explain it. I just want you guys to experience it. So I've given everybody a pint of ice cream and a fruit roll up. So you take a scoop of ice cream.
Okay.
Get a good scooper. Oh, they're really hard. Okay.
Oh yeah.
You take the fruit roll up. Ready?
Okay.
You stretch it out. Make sure that it's fully out like a piece of paper.
We're making it like a taco.
You put the ice cream
what?
In the middle.
What?
You put it in the middle. You have to be fast.
You're crazy.
And then I know. And then you roll it up. Okay. Close all the sides.
I'm just eating it.
No. Oh, close shit, it up shit, like a shit. Like a little crunch wrap.
Like you're a ravioli. Up.
You wait a few seconds. I'm so excited to bite into this. I haven't done this yet. Does everybody
it's
have
like
their,
a mochi.
Yeah.
Everybody have their sandwich ready?
This is crazy, the consistency it's turned into.
Throwing ice cream everywhere.
I'm having a hard time. Dude. I'm having a hard time.
Do you need help? Okay, we have to hurry.
Okay.
You're just late. You're late.
Three,
ready?
Two.
One.
Oh, what the fuck?
Whoa. What? That is so fucking good.
What?
What happened?
Science.
Whoa.
It like freezes and it turns into this like frozen.
And then the very last bites of it turns back into its
This is amazing. So this was on a TikTok or something from some lady. What was her name? Goalie's Dream.
This is a TikTok I can get behind.
How did you figure this out?
It has like 10 million views. I saw it on Instagram, and I was like, this can't be real. This has to be a joke. She has to put it in the freezer or something. No, it happens instantly.
It like turns to glass, kind of.
I know. It's genius.
This is incredible.
Work for Jared?
I feel like this is ejaculated, dude.
What, short? Here we go.
Damn.
Wow. This is delicious.
Is this the first TikTok thing we did that worked? Worked.
I know. I know.
Wow. 10 out of 10, like, could not recommend more.
Wow.
I feel like Joe Biden wouldn't be trying to ban TikTok if he tried this.
I'm considering getting back on.
You know what I used to do with fruit roll-ups, like, or any snacky thing like that? Tell me if you did this, too. Like, in school, when kids would have their fun, crazy treats, I would walk up to them and be like, I bet you that I can eat that whole fruit roll up in one bite. And then they'd be like, no, you can't. No, that's impossible. And then I would just do it because I wanted to eat it.
Did you do that? Did it work more than once?
Yes. Like I did every it with, day to the same I person. Did it with the Lunchables. I would like when like a skinny kid would have a Lunchables and they're clearly not going to eat all the ham and cheese and crackers. I'd be like, okay, I bet if I made a sandwich and used all the ham and all the cheese in one sandwich, I could eat it. And they were like, no, you couldn't. And I would do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Talent.
Oh, you know what? We actually have gushers.
So here, stop it.
I wanted to level up. I was like, what if we made a fruit roll-up sandwich and we added some gushers or some other things?
Oh my gosh, we got gusher. Oh my.
This is a good night.
Dude. So if you guys can see this, here's the situation. Wow. Wrapping it all up. Oh my god, it's happening really fast.
Oh,
it's
hard,
really fast. Okay, there's hair.
All right, it's over. Okay.
I'm going in.
I'm going in.
Okay, fine, I'll do it too. I'm scared.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
The gushers is not a good addition.
Oh my god, no, I'm not wrong.
Oh no,
they're so hard.
It makes the gusher just like
so hard.
It makes it like an ice cube.
Look at us saving people the headache.
See how we had to fuck it up? Like, we had it going. Like, it was going good. And then we did that. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little break and throw all this away. And when we come back, conspiracy theories. Hey, okay, we have one more sponsor for today's episode. And I'm so excited because that sponsor is me. Yes, you heard that right. I'm sponsoring the show
for free.
Yes, we have brand new merch for the podcast, and I also have brand new merch on my website for like my own stuff. Okay, where do I start? Okay, the cup. I have been waiting for this for so long. Months ago, I was like, okay, I love shirts and I love hoodies and stuff, but like, what can I do that's a little bit different? Like, I've done the pig cups and I love those, but like, I've really been getting into like my huge cup life. So this is the Conspiracy Club cup, and on the back, it says Shane Dawson Podcast, and it has this like skull thing, which is really cool. And the colors I chose, I said, okay, I want the cup to be huge. Like, I want it to fit a lot of liquid, and I also want it to fit in a cup holder, which it does. And I was like, and I also want it to look like a Big Stick. This is very random, but Big Stick popsicles are my favorite color scheme of all time, and the straw matches. Look it, we made the straw match the yellow on the actual cup. So I'm very excited. It keeps your drinks really cold, and it's like metal inside, and I really love it. So yes, this is the new Shane Dawson Podcast cup, which I'm very excited about. And then we have two shirts and a hoodie. This is a Conspiracy Zone shirt. So this is a shirt I've been wearing a lot. It has a skull on it. It's very like distressed and like looks like vintage. Also, the sleeves are short, but they're long. Do you know what I mean? So these are very like, ooh, they go all the way to my elbows. That's sad that was one of my notes. I'm like, okay, can you make the shirts like really soft, really dark, and also like have the sleeves go really long? And they did all three. Also, there's another shirt. This one is the Conspiracy Zone alien version. It has a little UFO. There's a lot of dog hair and cat hair on it. Don't worry, yours won't have that unless you want that. I don't know. Do you? Let me know. And then the hoodie, which this one, Killer Merch killed this one. It's so pretty. So I basically was like, okay, I want to do like a film school, like film club type of vibe, because I was never in a film club. My school didn't really have one. So they made the Conspiracy Club, and it says the Shane Dawson Podcast, and it has a little movie reel with the logo inside of it. And then on the back, it has conspiracy everything. It has a spiral, it has the TVs, and it has the little Shane Dawson Conspiracy Club thing. Like, I just love it. So that's the hoodie and the shirts and the cup. And yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff on the merch site too, but like, obviously no pressure. Don't feel pressure to buy any of this stuff. You don't have to, who cares? But if you do want a cup, or if you want any of this, check it out. Code GROWER for 10% off. Sorry, I'm rambling. It is 3 a.m. I should go to bed. Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoy the rest of the show, and thank you for supporting the show. The fact that we have a display, the fact that like this cup is coming out is really cool. The fact that it's my 15-year YouTube anniversary today is crazy. Like, all of this is very crazy, and I just feel very grateful and excited about life and my rich wallet. No, I am though. Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye. Okay, first we're going to start off this conspiracy corner with a Mandela Effect update. Now, this one, as predicted by Rylan in the last episode, we were wrong. You were right. So, yes, in the movie, when they're going to work, they say, we're off to work we go, instead of home from work we go. Now, somebody sent me this clip, but I haven't played it yet, so let's see if it actually is.
Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
And there it is.
Off to work we go.
I still heard home. yeah, so that Mandela effect wasn't real. But
close your eyes. What do you hear?
Isn't it more fun, though, when you just like believe the thing even though it's wrong?
It's like magic. It's the same thing as magic. They're doing something different than what they're telling you. They're doing an illusion.
Yes.
I saw magic recently, and it's the same thing. You're being duped.
Okay, well, not speaking of magic. This is just stupid, but I don't want to say it's stupid because somebody sent this to me. Oh, now I feel bad. okay, it's not stupid.
You chose it to talk about.
Well, because I wanted to know if I'm dumb because I don't know what these are. So somebody said, okay, do you know the drink when you were a kid and they're in little barrels and they're different colors? I'm going to show you from
Are they the things where you pull the, it's like a horseshoe, the thing, the top?
No, those are squeeze-its.
Oh.
Iconic. So I'm going to show you really fast, just really, really fast. Do you want to talk about?
Let me see.
Do you want to talk about?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
What are these called?
Fruit juices. Isn't it just fruit juice, a cup of fruit juice?
Well, a lot of people say that they're called Huggies.
Is that like a Minnesota thing or something?
Can't be right.
Then you guys don't know what these are either, except for you, but you don't even remember their name. Because they wrote me in and said, I thought these were called Huggies, and everybody I know thought they were called Huggies, but they're all wrong. They're called Little Hugs.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard of these.
Neither have I.
Wait, can I see it now? Can you give it to me without flashing it?
Well, yeah, now I can show you. Now I can show you because it says Little Hug on it. So I didn't want you to be like, oh, Little Hugs.
Oh,
I've
yes,
never seen those in my life.
The yeah. top of them. Right. Yes.
Do you remember when we used to go to the public pool and they would give us burritos?
What?
I wonder, conspiracy, what was in those burritos?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just a weird thing at public pools for them to be handing out burritos to people.
They were so good. I've been trying to find that same type of burrito my whole life, and I can't find it anywhere.
Did that happen today? At a public pool, just someone goes in arrested. And offers burritos?
Assault. That's not shocking.
I miss cafeteria food at school.
The square pizza?
Pizza?
No, the burritos were my favorite. And those pies.
Pies? Oh my gosh. You had pies?
They were the like pies in the like waxy sleeve. Well, that's like the outside, you know.
Dude, are we starting a restaurant like called McDonald's. Cafeteria food?
Ooh, yes.
That would be
that's
so
with square
good.
Pizza.
Okay, this is not really theory, but actually it is. It did fuck me up for a few days. So this was from Maya.
For a few days?
Yes, you'll know because you'll remember me bitching about this. So Maya sent this in. She said, hey, Shane, first of all, I love the podcast. Thank you, Maya. And then she said that her and her dad were freaking out because they looked at the back of their Diet Mountain Dew, their favorite drink. I agree. Oh my God, you're drinking one. So Jared.
No way.
Look at the ingredients and tell me what's number two on the ingredient list, which means there's a lot of it in there.
Concentrated orange juice?
What?
How?
What?
How?
Are you telling me some of that sugar is natural?
How? There's no sugar. It's zero calories, zero sugar drink. So how is there orange juice, which is the most sugary juice, the most high calorie juice? So fucking good. Oh my God, Sunny D. How is that in there?
Also,
but zero calorie.
Concentrated mean sugar?
Extra.
Isn't that what concentrated
yes, like extra,
is?
Which also means what chemicals are in that fucking soda that are so strong they cancel out the calories of orange juice? That's scary. And isn't Mountain Dew the one that makes your dick smaller?
What?
Allegedly. So like, what if that's the chemical? And it is true. Also, try to drink that now and don't think of orange juice.
I mean, after all that. Okay.
I went shorts competition.
I couldn't even catch a flavor right now. I'm like, trying not to spit it out.
Let him drink. Let him drink.
That ruined it for me. It, right? It's just orange juice.
It's all you taste is
you
orange juice.
You can taste it?
Yeah. Wow. It literally tastes like orange juice.
You're crying.
It's orange oh my juice. God,
where did the conspiracy come that it makes your dick small?
Because Yellow 5.
Yeah, you don't remember
it's
that?
A wiener shrinker,
oh,
dude.
You didn't have to worry about it. You had enough room to lose.
Thank you.
No, when we were kids, they would say, "Oh, don't when you go to Taco Bell, don't get Mountain Dew because it makes your dick small."
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, a lot of people I know like wouldn't drink it because of that. Because like, I don't want my dick to be small.
Yes, isn't that crazy? Yeah. And like that, it makes your sperm weak. But I drink Diet Mountain Dew, and my sperm was strong. The
stronger
doctor said.
Than mine. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this was funny. Okay, so Apple. Wow, these theories are horrible.
They're very fruity.
Okay, so Apple. You know how when you text somebody who doesn't have an iPhone, it's green?
Ugh, so annoying. Yes.
Why is it annoying?
Because you can't see if it's delivered. You don't know if it went through. Yeah. It's just awful.
Would you also say it's ugly?
Yeah.
So Apple chose the ugliest color and the ugliest hue of green specifically to make those texts ugly. And when somebody questioned it and said why, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, said, just buy your mom an iPhone.
Yeah, it's literally so you can pressure people into buying an iPhone.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, are you sick of getting ugly texts? Just tell the person to get an iPhone.
It is crazy. Like, I don't think it never happens between friends. It's always like somebody I don't know.
Right.
But I think if I had a best friend that it was going green, I'd be like, we can't be friends.
Really?
They'd have to get an iPhone or I'd have to switch, and I'm not doing that.
I have a friend whose phone is green, and she's like really embarrassed about it because she brought it up to me when I saw her in person. She's like, I know my texts are green. And I was like, no, it's fine. But then I thought about it. I'm like, it is annoying because I don't know, like especially sending pictures. I'm like, do you get pictures?
That's the most infuriating part.
They get the pictures, but the pictures are always like really terrible quality and really small when it's sent from iPhone to like Android.
And you
and
don't
stuff.
Know if it went.
But if an Android sends it to iPhone, it's fine because it's literally iPhone's the problem.
Wow. And they're doing it on purpose for world domination.
Is there not an app that turns all your text blue no matter what?
I'm sure you could just use like a different chat app.
You can use like WhatsApp, I guess. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So Apple, just doing more things that are horrible. And none of us care because we love our phones even though they're made by children. Sorry, I'm on that side tip because... Side tip? Because
you're taking a hard stance on the side tip.
I am. Because the more woke people get, which listen, I get it, and I want to, you know, we're all woke in our own ways. There's a lot of things that people get mad about, right? Which I totally understand. But then you're all tweeting about that on your phone made by children.
That's always the funniest thing to me is like everything's made in China rant. It's like, well, where do you think your phone's made, dude?
And like,
and where do you think that they get the materials for it?
What are we gonna do? Nothing, right? Nobody cares.
We're all holding our damn phones.
I know. You guys are watching this on your phones.
Next time they're trying to cancel me, I'm just going to pull out your slogan. We're all woke in our own ways.
Hey, dude.
what I am saying, though, is it is interesting. Like, I did a whole, like, I never posted the video, but I was doing a video about that a few years ago, remember? Because it's like a lot of stores do that. But it goes into the same thing of, like, every corporation has an evil person in it. Everything is owned by an evil person. Like, Google and Apple, they're all trying to ruin our lives. So it's like, at this point,
You're trying to make YouTube
Except for Rich Wallet. Except for Display, which is so easy to snap on that wall.
Buffy?
Except for Buffy.
SeatGeek?
Cooling me down. Except for SeatGeek. Okay, this is stupid, but I wanted to bring it up anyways. There's a theory that the lottery was created by the government to catch time travelers. Think about it. Kind of makes sense. They're like, how do we catch people that are time traveling? Because UFOs, a lot of people think they're time travelers, which I agree. So they're like, how do we catch these time travelers who are going through and messing things up and causing Mandela effects? Like, how do we do this? And it's like, oh, the lottery, which is based on a number, which is, you know, once every month or whatever, and we give them a bunch of money. And then you think you're like lottery winners.
It's every day.
How come they always die or they disappear? I mean, yeah, I know they want to disappear because they don't want people to steal their money, but also that's the perfect fucking reason to create the lottery.
It reminds me of Back to the Future.
If you were capable of time travel,
right?
I get it. I mean, I get it.
Why wouldn't you go back in time, win the lottery a million bajillion times?
Well, what would you say that you would?
Well, that's what they're saying. The government made it so that when you win the lottery, they're like, oh, here, come get your check. No, come here, go get your check.
It's a booby trap.
Okay, this theory, I probably should have read this before I started the show because it's a little complicated.
It's not as easy as the lottery was designed to catch time travelers.
Still don't understand.
No, not at all. Okay. I don't know how to explain this, but glitter. So there is two companies in the world that make glitter. Just two. That's it, right?
Did we get in the game?
I'm already shook.
One of them is called GlitterX. It's very, very secretive. They have a building that you're not allowed inside. Nobody working there is allowed to talk about it or where it comes from. They're not allowed to talk about how they make glitter, the process of making glitter. They're not allowed to say who they sell glitter to. Like, you would just think like, oh, it's like for craft stores, right? No. When asked, one of the workers said, you would never guess who buys the most glitter from us. We'll just leave it at that. And then somebody goes, well, why can't you tell us that they're buying glitter? And they said, because they don't want anyone to know that it's glitter.
What?
Which, that started all these theories, and people were like, what the fuck does that mean? Is there glitter in toothpaste? Is that why it's so pretty? Are you putting glitter in your on your teeth? Or chapstick, my theory that chapstick makes your lips more chapped. Ugh. Is there little glitters inside of it to scrape off the fucking skin to make your lips more chapped? Like, where is the glitter? Who's buying all this glitter? And why do they want us to know it's glitter?
I don't even... What? Okay,
let me throw out some more theories. Some people think, do cities buy glitter? And do they put it on their beaches, on the sand, to make the beaches look nicer, to make it shinier? Is there glitter in certain foods? Because humans are attracted to glitter. That's like the number one thing.
Yay.
Is glitter.
I hate glitter. It gets all over the place.
You would say that. But if there's glitter in something, your eyes gravitate toward it. I mean, look at me with my fucking bling cup. You're telling me this isn't iconic? Yeah, so why all the secrecy? What do you think glitter is in? Something huge.
Wow.
Well, car paint.
Car paint, for sure.
Yeah, but we know that's glitter.
Yeah, we know that's glitter.
So who's selling them the glitter for the car paint?
Right? Also, I'm having, like, crazy deja vu. This didn't happen yet, did it? Like, I'm like...
Well, do you know the answer?
No, but I just, like, I feel like this all happened already. I've never had deja vu in my life until this moment right
now. That's a good thing. That means that things are on the right track, or that means you've already done this before in an alternate universe.
Wait, am I insane? Have we talked about this?
No, you're scaring me.
Whoa.
No, I'm scared.
Wake up, Chris.
I did see one person, they said, oh, it's in boat paint. But it's like, yeah, but pearlescent boat paint isn't like a shock. I'm not shocked by that.
I think the only one that you said that even made sense was like toothpaste.
Right. That's crazy, and for good or evil.
And that would constitute a large amount of glitter.
Right.
If all the toothpaste has glitter in it.
And you're not supposed to eat glitter. You're not supposed to get it in your eyes. Like, glitter is a very, like, toxic thing that is, like, scary.
So they're saying one company buys most of it. Mm-hmm. It got to be massive amounts of glitter.
Is there any pop culture-y crazy things that it might be that I could put in today's thumbnail?
So
is there glitter in Wednesday?
So you don't know. You don't
know.
Dude,
okay, conspiracy.
Uh-huh.
Mariah Carey fucking knows, dude.
Oh, the movie Glitter.
That's why she made glitter.
Wow.
She didn't care if it bombed.
Right.
Because they actually make bombs with glitter.
Okay.
And she was trying to tell us that glitter is in bombs.
Do you remember any of this?
No, none of that. Okay. None of that.
Okay, cool. All right, well, is that my last theory? Oh, we have a couple more minutes. You know what? Let's throw in this theory that I keep forgetting to bring up. You said you had a theory about dodo birds. Is that...
This is more or less a forewarning. It's something, yeah. Okay, so, Chris, do you know why the dodo bird went extinct?
No, I don't.
Wait, the dodo bird's extinct? The fucking Dodo Airlines from Animal Crossing?
That will, you don't remember back in...
Oh, so that's what I know.
People would
from.
Call you like a dodo bird because you're so stupid.
I know what
they
a dodo...
said. So the thing about dodo birds, and this is, how about this? It's a conspiracy to a degree. It's a cautionary tale. Ooh. If you read between the lines a little bit.
Okay.
So dodo birds came about because they were on this island and they were pretty much the only big dog on the island. They were able to eat whatever was in the dirt and the bugs and the little rodents and stuff like that. And they were the biggest thing. So they had no predators. So they really, over time, developed no sense of how to protect themselves from any kind of predatory environment. So as people started discovering this land, they would bring animals with them.
Uh-oh.
So the Europeans came and they brought, like, hogs. Ooh. And then the Spanish came, they brought something else.
Oh, no.
So the reason the dodo birds went extinct is they got so comfortable, they forgot their instinct on survival.
Yikes.
And they didn't even know that something would ever kill them because it was never in their DNA to understand that.
So you're saying...
We have to watch our backs.
We're dodo birds.
Is that what I'm saying?
It sounded like it.
A little bit.
We have no more hunters and gatherers. Now it's just Postmates and eaters.
Dude, the thing is, do we even know that things are a threat? It's like, do we know how deep the waters are till we're drowning in them?
No.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, somebody's going to bring their hogs over and it's done.
Dodo birds were very smart. They just didn't have the capacity to realize they were under threat because it didn't exist in their reality before.
Oh, that is so going to be us.
TikTok, phones. All this.
Aliens.
We're the dodo birds, and these are the hogs,
dude,
baby.
We're like 90 seconds away on the doomsday clock. Do you guys know what that is?
What the fuck?
Every year, they have like a gathering of the most powerful people in the world, and they set a clock for how far away we are to potentially the end of the world. And they have a thing where you could watch from like the 70s till now how far on that clock we've been. It's from midnight. How far are we from midnight?
What?
I stood before you and noted that the world had entered the realm of a two-minute warning. A period when danger is high and the margin for error is low.
When is it?
The
you
doomsday
said 90
clock.
Seconds.
So in 1970, let's say, I'm not going to be accurate, but put like a cool, there'll be a cool visual, right? In 1970, it was like at 20 minutes, let's say.
Okay.
And then they have a graphic where it shows over time where it's been. It's never been under like a few minutes. I think we might be at like 90 seconds or 30 seconds.
But that's not really 90 seconds. How is it, years?
No. They say we're like the closest we've ever been to the end of
the world. If the weather's an indicator, it's wild everywhere right now.
It's like a fire warning when it's a red flag for the fire warning.
Why are we just here chilling?
We survived.
Countdown to midnight.
Live every moment like it's your last. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back... Oh, no, we're not. We're done. Oh, Ryland's recap.
Woo! Lights, camera, action. Ryland's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Ryland's recap.
On today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast, the boys learn we're 90 seconds until the end of the world.
Ooh.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Hopefully we make it.
Oh, Chris went to a bar where fat guys... had wet dicks. That was the worst way to put that.
And why religious people hate the gays, Chris went to a gay bar that had a wet bottoms contest plus porn on the TV.
Fruit roll-ups and ice cream are the best.
Oh my gosh. In the best TikTok food hack of all time, run and put your ice cream inside of your fruit roll-up. Delicious, beautiful, cracky goodness. Sugar. Enjoy.
Plastination is when they fill up a body with plastic and they have big dicks.
The boys learn all plastination humans have big tatas and penises.
Dude, shout out to all the cuck fan, all the cuck community watching, you know?
Yes.
A lot of cucks.
Cuck calls.
As they do normally, they're watching.
The boys answer a lot of cuck calls, and we realize the cuck community is large.
Wait, who goes cuck, 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 cuck? Oh, it's on Spud.
What is it?
It's SpongeBob. It's SpongeBob. It's
Is it Mr. Crab? Dude, Mr. Crab, have you ever thought of the fact that he sells Krabby Patties? He sells his own kind? That's like having a human sell human burgers.
Whoa.
And he's a psychopath.
And Krabby Patties is shaped like a crab fucking cage that they catch him in.
I'm gonna pass out.
That was major though. That's like boom, shook. I'm shook. Boom, boom, boom. I'm shook.
I love when we learn new things in the recap.
Yeah. Update. Snow White Seven Dwarfs did say they're going off to work.
Mandela effect correction. The Seven Dwarfs did say they were going off to work.
Oh, hey, bud is confirmed. Serial killers use it.
Yes. Confirmed by Netflix. What?
Definitely for by Netflix. Oh, confirmed by Netflix. Serial killers use Hey Bud.
But not Chris is not a serial killer.
Chris might be a serial killer.
You would. Like, when I think about the reenactments on the shows, where it's like, he was so nice, and he lit up the room, and everybody loved him. And then he murdered someone.
I can't imagine being on, like, an operating table in a weird room, and I, like, finally get one last glimpse, and it's Chris smiling at me.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I'm not. I swear.
Wait, although that did remind me of something else that I could put in the thumbnail.
Murder?
No, I guess because we're putting this episode up soonish, I guess they used a clip of me in the Malaysian something documentary. So
dude, yeah.
That's
they didn't ask,
I
but
saw
it's fine.
A bunch of people being like, Shane's in the MFLOP Core 2K.
It's for 1 second, and I'll take it.
What do you say?
Oh, I didn't know.
I say, this is crazy.
We're both Netflix stars, baby. Me on Tiger King, you on the New Kitchen Pumba.
Yeah, and now we can put Malaysia Flight Whatever in the thumbnail. Woo!
All right.
Mix the fruit roll-ups, it's a party.
Question news, I have a genuine question. No. Are you guys clicking because they say conspiracy in the title, or should Shane try something different?
Okay, I have an update. Shane tried something different once and nobody clicked it. So I don't know what to do with that.
Diet Mountain Dew is orange juice.
Oh, doesn't make it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In shocking news, Diet Mountain Dew is confirmed to just be orange juice.
Glitter, we don't know where that is.
What the fuck is glitter? Where does it come from and how is it used?
Oh, the growers out there are just, they're growing.
The growers are uniting. And shop your Shane Dawson merch at ShaneDawsonMerch.com if you want to identify as a grower as well. You can also be an ally.
We all are woke in our own ways.
Yeah. If you're going to drag us for doing one thing, just remember, we're all woke in our own ways.
Also, you won't be friends with someone who has green text messages.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You're a text elitist.
It's not elitist.
If you're shaming people who have green text, I'm offended.
For
as,
who?
As an ally.
As a blue texter?
As a blue who identifies as a green texter once in a while because of my bad service at my house.
Apple continues their world takeover, making us all subconsciously hate the green texters. Shane calls Ryland an elitist, but really, he's just a husband hater.
Oh.
Wow.
Shots fired.
Calling his husband an elitist? Fuck off. Oh. What is this, public slander day?
Slander day?
We're all woke in our own ways.
Rest in peace, Dodo Birds.
Rest in peace, Dodo Birds. You couldn't fly, but you meant the world. And you know what? It was a great symbol for us to watch our fucking backs as humans.
And are we the Dodo Birds?
Of course.
That was powerful.
That was. That felt like a hate comment. That was intense.
Yeah, dude.
Why is your mouth blue?
Oh, because I ate a gusher.
Oh. I was just curious.
No, I ate a couple just like a minute ago.
Okay. It's cute, though.
All right, you guys, that is all we have for this week's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. Make sure you're following the Shane Dawson Podcast on Instagram. You're subscribed on all podcast platforms and watching every time we upload on YouTube. Make sure you're following us all individually as well. We love you a lot. We'll see you right back here in 2 weeks.
Well, thank you so much. That was an amazing recap. I feel like this was a really good episode. I feel like I was on something, but I wasn't. Yeah, so there you guys go. Hopefully you enjoyed whatever the hell this was. Let us know in the comments, where do you think glitter comes from?
And what is it really?
What a great way to, like, strong ender, dude.
Yeah.
Where does glitter come from? I like it.
All right, you guys.